Clark Terry as the head satellite, cruising around in outer space. One of the great jazz musicians, Clark Terry, with Thelonious Monk in a cool trio. Buck's Business.
Support for Jazz on KBR comes from Woodhaven Incorporated, manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KBR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
I jump up at dawn, shake out the sun, laugh like a loon, everything is fun, it's crazy, but I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care, I'll be a fool as long as you're there, it's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep out the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed, humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love, 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 love. It's crazy, but I'm in sun, laugh like a loon, everything is fun, it's crazy, but I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep out the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love, 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 love.
Joe Lovano with the Joe Lovano Nonet 52nd Street themes on Blue Note Records. A couple of classics from Emercy Records. Clifford Brown, Max Roach featuring George Morrow on the bass. On These Foolish Things with Richie Powell at the piano. And preceding that, Sarah Vaughan, It's Crazy. And an album called Sarah Vaughan on Emercy Records once again. Here's On a Misty Night, Tad Dameron's classic and a nice band for Joe Lovano, a nonet this time, on Blue Note. Fair for baritone saxophonist Carrie Strayer with ties to Nebraska and to Kansas City. Oh, Mr. Sauter. Yes, Mr. Finnegan. Jeru Blue, a tribute to Jerry Mulligan. Carrie Strayer on Palmetto.
Support for Jazz on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational, arts, and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. This is KPR.
sermonette coming up from Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross on Columbia Records. Just heard one from 1992, veteran drummer Art Taylor, Mr. A.T., with Mark Carey, Tyler Mitchell, and alto saxophonist Abraham Burton, Willie Williams on the tenor, and Youngsters with Art Taylor, Taylor's Wailers, here on Jazz with David Bassey. We call it the depth and breadth of jazz. We'd love to hear from you. Take our survey at davidbasse.com. I don't know how many times I've listened to these recordings by Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross and had beautiful interactions with John Hendrix, one of the most personable and loving people in the world of jazz music, and just these incredible lyrics that tell a deeper, deeper, deeper story of songs that were originally instrumental that he put lyrics to. Hundreds of them. It's something that he started during World War II in the Navy on a ship.
I heard me a sermonette. Have you heard it yet? With that soulful message that you won't soon forget. It tells about real true love. People lost sight of through their simple living, scorning heaven above. It tells you to love one another, to feel that each man's your brother. Live right, cause you know that to reap what you sow, and so to have no
Sweets Edison and the Isaacs Trio with Annie Ross. Dave Lambert, and John Hendricks' view of Cannonball Adderley's Sermonette, the vocal version, yeah. From Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, on Columbia Records.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Hi, it's Michelle Martin. Mornings can be tough. Getting your day started when you're barely awake takes effort. And while we can't brush your teeth for you, pick out a shirt, or get you or your kids, good luck with that, where you need to be, we can help you get ready with stories that help you understand the world you're about to step into while wearing that shirt. You know, that one, the one with the stripes. Ease into your day with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. A flood warning has been issued for parts of our listening area. It's 82 and fair. Wind is from the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 70s. Wind will be from the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the low 70s. It's 82 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden says the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling today on presidential immunity is a dangerous precedent. Biden told White House reporters this evening that Trump will be even more emboldened to do whatever he wants. More from NPR's Giles Snyder.
Following the Supreme Court's ruling, President Biden returned to the White House from Camp David, urging the American people to dissent.
Now the American people have to do what the courts should have been willing to do, but will not. The American people have to render a judgment about Donald Trump's behavior.
Biden said the public deserves to know the outcome of the case against Trump stemming from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, but that the Supreme Court's ruling means it's unlikely that Trump will be prosecuted before the November election. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
California is bracing for an extended and dangerous heat wave. As NPR's Nathan Brock reports, triple-digit highs are expected in some parts of the state through Sunday.
Nighttime is not expected to bring much relief in the coming week, with temperatures forecast to stay high even after the sun goes down. Authorities are warning about elevated risk of wildfires and worsened air quality with the soaring temperatures. Strong forecasted winds have also prompted Pacific Gas and Electric, the state's largest utility, to warn it may preemptively shut off power for some customers in Northern California to avoid starting wildfires. Extreme heat is the deadliest weather event. Health officials are urging people to be aware of the conditions through the holiday weekend. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Storm warnings are posted across Jamaica as Hurricane Beryl churns through the southeastern Caribbean. Beryl made landfall as a Category 4 storm earlier today on the island of Carriacou, which is part of Grenada. There are no immediate reports of serious injuries or deaths. Beryl's winds have increased to 160 miles per hour. It is now a Category 5 hurricane. A judge in Florida has released grand jury records from Jeffrey Epstein's criminal indictment in 2008 for soliciting sex from minors. NPR's Greg Allen has details.
In the grand jury testimony from 2006, a prosecutor interviewed two girls, one who was 16 and another who was just 14 years old, when they were sexually abused by wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. In the grand jury testimony, the prosecutor had both girls agree they were guilty of prostitution. Prosecutors also highlighted the 14-year-old's social media posts in which she talked of using drugs and shoplifting. Epstein avoided serious charges and served just 13 months in a deal that allowed him to work at his home and office during the day. A decade later, after new attention was brought to the case, Epstein was rearrested on sex trafficking charges in New York. He was found dead in his cell a month later. His death was ruled a suicide. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Wall Street stocks closed higher. The Dow gained 50 points. The Nasdaq rose 146, and the S&P added 14 points. This is NPR. Former Trump White House strategist Steve Bannon has begun serving a 4-month prison sentence. Bannon was convicted 2 years ago of criminal contempt for ignoring congressional subpoenas. House Republicans have endorsed his efforts to get the conviction overturned. A new clinical trial will test a drug called rapamycin to determine whether the drug can slow age-related gum disease. Details from NPR's Allison Aubrey.
Millions of people have gum disease, and age is a leading risk factor. The condition is linked to higher risk of heart disease and perhaps dementia, too. Dr. Jonathan Ahn at the University of Washington and his collaborators have FDA approval to study rapamycin in adults 50 and older with gum disease, which may offer clues for treating or slowing down other age-related conditions.
So we're hoping that rapamycin can target the underlying cause, which is aging, to improve patients that have periodontal disease.
Participants will take varying doses of rapamycin for 8 weeks. On will also measure changes in participants' microbiomes and their biological clocks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The parent of movie rental company Redbox Entertainment is seeking bankruptcy protection. Connecticut-based Chicken Soup for the Soul says its lenders are refusing to cooperate with a refinancing of its debt. The company acquired Redbox in 2022 and assumed the company's $325 million in debt. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org.
There's a string of beautiful albums on Motema Records from guitarist Ronnie Ben-Hur. I'm David Bassi, the Israeli guitarist, and Fortuna on Motema Records, and his foray into the blues called The Intimacy of the Blues. Thank you. Slew Tobacken, covering the music of Jerome Kern with the Netherlands Metropole Orchestra. We just heard Ronnie Van Hur and his version of Billy Strayhorn's The Intimacy of the Blues, recorded by Duke Ellington in 1967 and in 1970. That one, Fortuna, comes from Motema Records in 2009 with Rufus Reed at the bass and Lewis Nash playing the drums. Ronnie Matthews, too, and Steve Croon. How about Lou Tobacken in Yesterday's?
Thank you.
So many great records with his wife, Toshiko Akiyoshi. It's Lou Tobacken with the Netherlands Metropole Orchestra and Jerome Curran's Yesterdays.
Support for Jazz on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
coming up. A couple of mining songs. Nat Adderley, Cannonball Adderley, from October 16th of 1960 at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California, on Riverside Records and produced by Orrin Keepnews. Not much to do when you produce an album like that, except have a drink and listen to the band. They're going to kill it. Victor Feldman at the piano and Nat at the cornet. Cannonball with Sam Jones, Lewis Hayes. In Tow. Wally Hyder did the album for Riverside at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California. Here's Manhattan Transfer. celebrated music from violinist Regina Carter, Southern Comfort on Sony Masterworks, and Miner's Child, preceded by Manhattan Transfer and their Grammy-winning album Swing on Atlantic Records, Down South Camp Meeting. As a business owner, becoming a sponsor of Jazz with David Bassey, your business gains the opportunity to air your message every single hour of the show, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Find out more at davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship. That's adding your business name and URL to the finest jazz program available.
nothing in life but you. I'll never regret the things I'm giving. They're easy to give when you're in love. I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. It's fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. Of your hand, baby, it's grand. They just don't understand living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. There's nothing in life but you.
Teddy Wilson and the orchestra with Billie Holiday out front, and Easy Living. Recorded in 1937. Benny Goodman and Lester Young involved in the recording also. And a classic of all classics. Preceding that, Orrin Etkin, Gathering Light on Motema, a fascinating disc where Orrin took a backpack trip virtually around the world with his clarinet and collected songs from just about everywhere. That one called Taxi Dance from Orrin Etkin, followed by Easy Living, Billie Holiday on Decca Records. And now, Angie Doctor and Dan Schumacher and an album that I adore. He Said, She Said on Voco Loco, and their version of one that Billy Eckstein made a huge hit way back when. Temptation. It was.
Pretty
born to be king. I can't resist you. You are temptation, and I am yours. Here is my heart.
Take it and say, we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave to you. Temptation.
Alicia Legrand at the piano, Oscar with Love for Oscar Peterson, and Harcourt Nights, preceded by Temptation from Angie Doctor and Dan Schumacher. The Billy Eckstein 1949 hit, Temptation.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Hey, it's Leila Fadel. What you do in the morning helps set the tone for the rest of your day. Meditating can ease you in, keep you grounded and calm. Journaling may give you a sense of intention and purpose. And working out could add a boost of energy. If you want to feel balanced, informed, and connected to the world around you, here's another morning ritual for you. Listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. Every weekday, no yoga mats or weights required.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A flood warning has been issued for parts of our listening area. It's 81 and fair. Wind is from the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 70s. Wind will be from the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow thunderstorms with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night a few showers with a low in the low 70s. It's 81 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court says former presidents have a presumption of immunity from prosecution for their official actions in office. The ruling is a victory for Donald Trump, whose trial on election subversion charges will likely be delayed until after the November election, if it's held at all. NPR's Nina Totenberg explains.
Writing for the six-justice conservative court majority, Chief Justice John Roberts said that presidents may not be prosecuted for exercising their core constitutional powers, and that even after leaving office, they are entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for actions they took as president. The court, however, did not resolve whether any of the election subversion charges could go forward against Trump. Rather, it sent the case back to the trial court judge to determine whether any of the charges were sufficiently outside of Trump's official duties to survive. That ensures that Trump will get what he most wanted, delay until after the election. And the court made it far more difficult to prosecute him or any other former president by limiting the evidence of corruption that a prosecutor could present to a jury. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Dissenting Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who wrote Monday's high court ruling, says that it essentially makes a U.S. president a king. President Biden agreed in remarks to White House reporters late Monday.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent. Because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States. The only limits will be self-imposed by the president alone.
Biden says it is now highly unlikely that any court will decide before the November election whether Donald Trump can be prosecuted for allegedly interfering in the 2020 election. Former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon has begun serving his four-month sentence for contempt of Congress. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons says Bannon is in custody at the Federal Correctional Institution Danbury, located about 2 hours north of New York City. Bannon was convicted 2 years ago on two counts of criminal contempt of Congress for defying subpoenas for documents and testimony from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on Congress. Bannon is the second Trump-era official to serve time for refusing to comply with the House Select Committee. Former Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro also was convicted and sentenced to 4 months on the same charges. Navarro is scheduled to be released later this month. Bannon, meanwhile, is just beginning his own four-month stint behind bars. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. Hurricane Beryl is causing power outages, flooding, and other damage in parts of Grenada, Barbados, and Tobago. It is now a Category 5 hurricane with top winds of 160 miles per hour and threatening much of Jamaica. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that the intense, fast-moving storm gave people little time to prepare before it made landfall early Monday on the Grenada island of Carriacou.
Beryl gained a lot of strength right before hitting the Windward Islands. It took less than 2 days to go from a measly tropical depression to a major Category 4 hurricane. Scientists warn climate change makes it more likely that storms will rapidly intensify in this way. And when a storm gains strength very quickly, like Beryl, it can be difficult for those in its path to prepare. There's less time to warn residents and less time to evacuate and get supplies. Forecasters expect Beryl is just the first of about half a dozen major hurricanes that will form in the Atlantic this year. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
The Israeli army has ordered mass evacuations from what's left of the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. The edict came as Israel released the director of a hospital, later destroyed by Israeli forces amid claims that the facility had been used as a shield for Hamas militants. Mohammed Abu Salmiya told the Associated Press that he and other hostages were tortured. He was released without charge after 7 months in detention, along with dozens of other Palestinians. U.S. futures are virtually unchanged, and after hours trading on Wall Street, Asia-Pacific markets are mostly lower. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
Charles Mingus, what a wonderful recording artist and such an incredible bassist and composer. I'm David Bassey. This one from September 20th, 1963, and an album called Mingus, 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 Mingus. And the song Better Get Hit in Your Soul, sometimes called Better Get It in Your Soul. This time, it's Hit. Victor Feldman's Joshua. That's Charles Mingus with Jackie Byard at the piano and Walter Perkins on the drums from September 20th, 1963. And a big band giving a little bit of a nod to Count Basie's 1 o'clock jump there at the end of Better Get Hit in Your Soul, a 1964 release on Impulse Records for Charles Mingus. Mingus, Mingus, Mingus. Here's Joshua. Thank you. Ryan Cohen covering Victor Feldman's Joshua. Another Look is the album on Motema Records. And Joe Locke with Ryan Cohen. Joshua, find it right here on your favorite public radio station. You're listening to Jazz with David Bassi, and perhaps you're a business owner, and you'd like to gain access to the Jazz with David Bassi listeners. You can hear your message aired 365 days a year on public and community radio stations across the United States. Go to davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship for all the details. And thanks.
Did write in settings beautiful and rustic. He wrote of rolling hills and green terrain. But poor me, I must do my writing in the chaos of the city, sometimes even on a subway train. How am I to ever learn about the woodlands and the falling leaves of autumn and such things sublime, when I must spend all my time just trucking around this dirty city, doing what I can to earn a dime, dime, dime. How did Robert Frost make payments on that little country place of his? Where did he get the dough? Could he go down to the country store and sell a poem saying, isn't nice when I wrote about the snow? Surely now he must have had a sponsor of some sort, perhaps a lady friend just rolled in bread. A lady friend to say, now Bob, why don't you a long, long walk and write whatever pops into your head, head, head. She'd say, Bobby, don't you worry about the mortgage. No, no. Bobby, don't you worry about those bills. Bobby, why don't you go write a poem about the neighbors, about the fences, about the rolling hills. Bobby, don't you worry about the dishes. And don't you even think about those pans. Bobby, you know it's not good that an artist like yourself should be walking around this world with dishpan hands. Through his fancies, wander through the hills behind the mews. Boy, if I had Bobby's life, I'd follow through my fancies. Oh, to be in Bobby's shoes.
If I'd Bobby's life, I could be a hero. Go out and find my fortune and my fame. The only trouble is, I hear from people who have found it, that everything in life stays just the same, same, same. Just the same. Stays the same. Just the
guitarist Pete Buchan's album Range. We just heard Aaron Irwin's quartet, an album called A Room Forever, the song called Fox Hunters, and a quartet that features Pete McCann at the guitar with Thomas Nealand at the bass and Matthew McDonald on the trombone, joining clarinetist Aaron Irwin, preceded by Robert Faust, one of the most requested songs of the catalog of Carn Allison, Robert Frost featuring Bob Bowman at the bass on the album Collage on Concord Records. 13 albums on Concord for Carn Allison, and many more over the years. What an artist and what a bassist in Bob Bowman. Here's some more Pete McCann from the album Range and the song entitled Numinous. Thank you. Golding's composition reminds me of flying. It's called Miles Above. Comes from the album When Larry Met Harry, with Harry Allen on the saxophone. Preceding that, guitarist Pete McCann and a song called Numinous, having a strong religious or spiritual quality. As a business owner, becoming a sponsor of Jazz with David Bassey, your business gains the opportunity to air your message every single hour of the show, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Find out more at davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship. That's adding your business name and URL to the finest jazz program available.
Falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter songs. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. autumn leaves dripped by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall, when autumn leaves start to fall, when autumn leaves start to fall.
next, it's Danny Green's trio at a specific time of day, 6 a.m. We just heard one from Concord Records called Departure, an all-star cast joining Gary Burton at the vibraphone for Kurt Vile's September song. And preceding that, another classic, Autumn Leaves, done by my old pal, Kevin Mahogany. Old, new, borrowed, blue on Mahogany Jazz. You're listening to Jazz with David Bassey. Find out more at davidbasse.com. Well, here's the Danny Green Trio, often performing with a string quartet attached. This one's on OA2 Records, and the album's called Altered Narratives. 6 a.m., the song. Thank you. Believer, released in 1957 for pianist Randy Weston, and a song called Saucer Eyes. Kind of a quirky little song. And Randy with John Peck Morrison at the bass and Connie Kay playing the drums.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
With so much news breaking every day, it's hard to keep up. But Morning Edition from NPR News has you covered with dispatches from abroad.
NPR's Rob Schmitz is with us now from Berlin to tell us more. Good morning, Rob.
And stories closer to home.
President Biden heads to Minnesota today to point to his administration's investments in rural America.
Let the Morning Edition team keep you informed. Join us every weekday.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A flood warning has been issued for parts of our listening area. It's 80 and fair. Wind is from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. Then, tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. It's 80 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.